So, Rabbi Sai, Moshe, sorting it?
Yeah.
Okay, so Rabbi Sai, as we started discussing the other day about Parshas Shkolim, which is coming up, not this Shabbos, but the Shabbos after, Mi'at Hashem, Parshas Mishpotim, which is Shabbos Mevorchin, and it's always the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Ador, when they started Mashmi'im Al Shkolim. They started warning people about the Chatzit Machtzis HaShekel that everybody had to give. So, we started discussing yesterday why a Machtzis HaShekel, why don't we give a complete Shekel? Why did the Rebbe Shem say that you should give a Machtzis HaShekel? And we introduced the idea that the Machtzis HaShekel, it says, L'chaper al nafshei seichem, was a kapora for the Chet Ho'egel. And therefore, the idea of Machtzis is to remind us of certain inyonim which have to do with the Egel. The first one was Machtzis, that they made a mistake with a half a day. They made a mistake on a half a day with the calculations of when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, when Moshe Rabbeinu was expected back. And because of the miscalculation of a half a day, they ruined a madrega of Matan Torah, which to us is like the ultimate amazing revelation of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Matan Torah becomes Chet Ho'egel. Like with 40 days later, and the Bnei Yisrael are dancing around the So it's a terrible thing, and it happened as a result of a mistake of a half a day, which tells us the value of time. And the Machtzis HaShekel is to remind us it was just a half a day, but a half a day made all the difference between the Madriga of Matan Torah.
The patient is there.
Yeah. You know. It's the value of time. Obviously, time is kosher, time is important, and even a few hours can make all the difference. The second reason this brought down is that the women did not take part in the Chet Ho'egel. Right? The women didn't take part in the Chet Ho'egel, the men did, and therefore only half of Klal Yisrael were involved, really, in the Chet Ho'egel. So again, another remez that the Machtzis, HaShekel, will remind us of the Chet Ho'egel, and that only half of Klal Yisrael were involved in that. Another reason brought down is that a person, it says, Ein Odom Meis V'chatzi Ta'avoso Biyodoi. A person never becomes fully satisfied in life. People are always aiming for more. People are always unhappy. People are always dissatisfied. We should be dissatisfied with our avoida of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We should always be feeling that whatever we do, somehow it doesn't seem to be enough, and therefore we should always be aiming higher. And people have the analogy in their physical lives, in their financial lives, in their family lives, etc., etc. People are always wanting more. And the idea of Machtzis HaShekel again is to remind us our avoida, what we do for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the mitzvahs that we do, etc., etc. We haven't reached the ultimate goal. We're not there. It's a Machtzis HaShekel. It's a bit like, I think, the concept they say of why every masechta starts with a daf beis. Why doesn't it start with a daf aleph? Yeah, the first page of each masechta ought to be daf aleph. They say a person should know, you know, your knowledge is incomplete. Even if you've learnt the whole of Masechta Zevachim and you know it well, nevertheless, there's more to learn. It's always incomplete. There's always a daf missing, if you like. There's another daf to go, another mile to, another achievement to come. So we've had three reasons so far. The first one is a half a day. The second one is only half the people were involved in it. And the third one is a general thing in life that we don't achieve all that we are supposed to achieve. And we should always feel that way. We should always feel that we've got further to go. Whatever we're doing is not enough. I remember that a certain Rav, who was a very, very successful Rav, he was very matzliach in his learning. He was a very good Magid Shir, and he landed a plum job. He landed a really, really chosh of a job. I'm not saying who he is, and I'm not saying where the job was, but he had a really chosh of a Beis HaMedrash of Bnei Torah. A chosh of a Beis HaMedrash of Bnei Torah, of people who had learnt in yeshivas, and people who were learning, mostly balabatim. Not some of them were teachers, some of them were klei kodesh, but mostly balabatim, but what you call chosh of a balabatim. And they fired him. They got rid of him. And the reason why they got rid of him was because he kept on nagging them that they're not good enough. And they were saying, we're good people. We learnt in yeshiva. We've got chavrusas. We daven three times a day. We give tzedakah. We're raising fine families. We pay for our children's chinuch. We've got kvias in the morning and a daf ayomi in the evening and another kvias afterward. Whatever it is, yeah, we're fine. The balabatim, leave us alone. Yeah? And he wouldn't leave them alone. He kept on telling them they're not good enough. He kept on telling them they have to aim higher. He kept on telling them that what they're doing is not good enough. He made them feel inadequate. And they were unhappy with that. And they fired him because of that. He went on to get other jobs, Baruch Hashem. He's Matzliach Hazarov in other places. But their machshava, right, was not the Machtis HaShekel machshava. The Machtis HaShekel machshava says that however much I do, in the same way that I'm never satisfied with my physical life or with my financial life, I always aim for better, always aim for more, always aim for a greater level. Similarly, I should always be dissatisfied with my ruchniyistic life. And tomorrow, Bnei Eder, will go on to the fourth reason, which will answer the question that we asked yesterday, which you might not remember. So tomorrow morning, Bnei Eder, I'll remind you of yesterday's question and give you the fourth answer as to pshat why we do a machtis hashekel. And the question, by the way, was why we say in the Yotras, v'shekel eso b'vayis nochom v'niso, which is a whole shekel. And we give a machtis hashekel. And yet in the Yotras we say v'shekel eso, that in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi we will bring a complete shekel. So what? But the Torah doesn't change. The Torah will be the same b'vias HaMashiach as well. So therefore, what's pshat v'shekel eso? Tomorrow morning, b'li neda.
Because the shekel is less value.
Good morning.
Morning.
Sorry, yes, Ronnie's not here. When Ronnie's not here, we don't do anything right.
I hope I'll do something right.
Okay. Torreway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Yud Zayin Shvat, the 4th of February, Rabbi Yonatan Tawil Shlita, Pasha theme. Anything more specific as a title?
Specific is, when was the Torah really given?
When was the Torah really given? This week's Torah Way has been sponsored anonymously, and as always is as a ilui neshama for our founder, Rabbi Yosef Dov Ben Rabbi Shimon Michal Tzvi Zichrona Levrocha. Pardon? No, because it's back to front. Doesn't make a difference.
Okay,
if you can drop you. Okay, I'll bring you one. Okay.
Good morning. Every single day we have very easy mitzvot that we can pick up. What's an easy mitzvah that a person can do? So at the end of the tefillah, in some sidurim, you can find this in certain sidurim, we have what's called the zechirot, remembering. There are certain times where the Torah tells us to remember an event that happened. If you look in some sidurim, it's six. Ashkenazim, normally it's six mitzvot asay. According to the Sephardim, you can have 10, and not all mitzvot asay. Eser zechirot, shechayev, that a person can remember every single day, and just by remembering them, we are doing a mitzvot asay. Yetziat Mitzrayim is one, as it says in the Torah, that you should remember that you came out of Egypt. That means right now, we're doing two mitzvot. We're learning Torah, and we're also remembering that we came out of Egypt. If a person imagines that I came out of Egypt right now, at this moment, you're doing a mitzvah. Zechirat Eretz Yisrael, you're waiting for the bus, waiting for the plane, you're in the... I'm just going to remember coming out of Egypt. Yetziat Mitzrayim. Shabbat. Zachor et Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho. Shabbat, every single day we can remember Shabbat. We can go out, we know the Gemara, Hillel, Shammai, to go out. You're buying something. Is this for Shabbat? Is this not for Shabbat? We just by remembering Shabbat, we're doing a mitzvah. Haman, the man we had, Pasha B'Shalach, should remember that in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taken care of. Uma Aseh Amalek. Zachor, we have to remember what Amalek did in last week's Parsha. Ma'amad Har Sinai. And we come to something called Ma'amad Har Sinai. The event that happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Now, the Torah tells us in Parshat Vayetchanan Guard yourself great and greatly guard your soul, lest you forget the things that your eyes saw, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. We have a mitzvah to remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did at Matan Torah all the days of our lives. And you should make them known to your children. Your children's children over here, normally it's a banecha, b'nei banecha, your grandchildren. The day that you stood before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Chorev, when Hashem said, gather the people and I will let them hear my words, and they may learn to fear me all the days that they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. It's clearly over there in Parshat Vayetchanan, we have a clear mitzvah to remember right now, to remember the giving of the Torah. And this leads directly into what in Judaism is considered our core beliefs. How does being at Har Chorev, Har Sinai, prove a very core belief in the Torah? Now we know that there's, the Rambam writes, the 13, the back of the Siddur again, you have 13 principles, the animamins, and you can go through them, animamin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzui mashkiach, hu echad, ve'en lo guf, ve'en lo dumot aguf, shu kadman uchol kodumim, ve'en avod al zoto, ve'yodeh machshavot b'nei adam, unvod Moshe Rabbeinu ha-shalom emet. Go through all the 13, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around, etc. One of them is that the Torah was given min ha-shamayim. The Rambam lists 13. Rabbi Yosef Elbo, he, in contrast to the Rambam, who formulated 13 principles of faith, he argues that there are only 3 fundamental principles of faith. And this is less well known. What is his 3? How do you draw down the 13 into 3? Number 1, a Jew has to believe in the existence of Hashem. Existence of God Almighty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Number 2, there's something called divine providence. There's reward and punishment. Schar v'onesh. Person asks you, what do you believe? I say the 13 principles. It says, Rav Yosef Elbo, there's only 3. Number 1 is HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Number 2 is reward and punishment. What would be number 3? You know what he says? He says that the Torah is min ha-shamayim. The Torah comes from Shamayim. These are the 3. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, the Schar va-onesh, and Torah min ha-shamayim. And it's interesting because we know that every year on Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu decides what's going to happen to the entire world. Deciding everything that's going on. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah had to come up with a very powerful tefillah on Rosh Hashanah because everything is going on. And so what did they base their tefillah on? They based their tefillah on 3 things. In the Musaf, the longest Amid of the year. Malchiyot, Zichronot and Shofrot. Malchiyot, Alkein Nekavilecha, Hashem Elokeinu Ro'eh Meher B'Tiferet Uzoch, Lehavi Gilul Min Ha'aretz. And we say, Yakiru V'yedu Kol Yoshei Tovei Ki Lecha Techra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, and in the end HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be number 1. That is number 1 of the principle of faith that Rav Yosef Elbo is telling us. And then we have Zichronot. Zichronot is of course that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers. You remember everything that's going on a Monday, on a Tuesday. You remember what happened last week, last month. I don't even remember what happened yesterday, but you remember everything. And there's something called Schar V'Onesh. And number 3 is Shofarot. Kol Shofar Chazak Ma'od. There was no such thing called Chazak. There was such a crazy sound of the Shofar. When was the Shofar blown? Har Sinai. We're remembering these 3 Ikarim of Rabbi Yosef Elbo are mentioned, are hinted at already when it comes to the Musaf, the most powerful Musaf prayer in Rosh Hashanah. And in fact, the Maharal says that these 3 are also hinted at in another 3 that we have in Judaism. What are the other 3 that we have in Judaism? We have the Shalosh Regalim. The Shlosh Regalim. Pesach, we know, is a festival that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the entire world that he's in charge. through the Muftin, through the Nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, creator of the world. And then, on Shavuot, we receive the Torah, and Chag HaSukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us that Shemira, that divine providence. So we see over here clearly that there is a beautiful idea of these three principles in faith. Now, if the Torah is Min HaShamayim, is so important, it's number three on the list. So I have got a question for you. When was the Torah given? So we know it was given six and seven, that has become very famous. We'll talk about what's this 6 and 7. Torah was given on Har Sinai. But we know in last week's parasha already, there's a posuk. They come to a place called Marah. The people are thirsty. They've been traveling for a few days, 3 days. They're very thirsty. Hashem showed him this wood. He chucks it into the water. It's a bitter wood, but nevertheless, the water is bitter, becomes sweet. It's fantastic. They drink. Everybody's very happy. It is at that stage, for some reason, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sham sam lo chok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts down a chok, u'mishpat, v'sham nisau. And over there, they're tested. What's going on over there? Rashi already explains. Sham sam lo chok. He gave them the three, he gave them, ve'et kol ha'mishpatim, sheva mitzvot shenitztavu b'nei Noach. There, at that moment, this is before the giving of the Torah, at Har Sinai, at that moment, when they're traveling away from the Yam Suf, 3 days later, they are receiving what? The Mishpatim, that the Bnei Noach, the seven mitzvot of the Bnei Noach, Shabbat, says Rashi, Kibud Av, Va'em, honoring your mother and your father and your mother, Upara Aduma, V'dinim shenotnu lahem, and the certain dinim that was given these judicial laws. And the question is, firstly, what's so special about these seven mitzvah b'nei Noach and Shabbat and kibud av va'em and parah aduma? By the way, it's a parah aduma and judicial laws. What's the connection over here? And number two, why are we giving it now? Wait another few weeks. You're going to get the Torah. You get the Torah. You get Har Sinai. You're going to have the Ten Commandments. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to mofia. I call you a beseder. You know, the author of the Haggadah says, when it comes to the Arba Banim, Chacham Mahu Omer. What does the Chacham, what does a wise man say? Ma Ha'edut V'Chukim V'Mishpatim Ashe Tziva Elokeinu Etchem. He says, what are these Edut? What are these Chukim? What are these Mishpatim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded? Soon we're going to be in the Seder night, another 2 months, we're there. And then we're going to say, the Chacham, the wise person, he said, what's so wise about him? Well, he's able to differentiate. There are Edu, there's Chukim, and there's Mishpatim. What's the difference? Really, well, what are these mitzvot? No, there's a difference. An Edut is something that commemorates an event. Whenever you have an Ed is a testimony. What mitzvot commemorate events? What are they? What can we say is an Edut? Something like?
Pesach.
Pesach is commemorating, we came out of Mitzrayim, and we are Edim that we came out. Shabbat, we are Edim every Friday night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Pesach, we're Edim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over. Sukkot, we're Edim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us. That's an Edut. And then you have the Mishpatim. Mishpatim are something that are understood by human beings. People know, Jews and non-Jews, you're not supposed to murder. It's not normal to murder. It's not normal to steal. It's not right. And then you have the chukim, which are beyond human logic. Ma chacham omer? What is the chacham ma omer? What is this edut? What is this chukim? What is the mishpatim? He's already differentiating. To be a chacham, you need to know how to differentiate. At Mara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbat. What is Shabbat? Shabbat is an ed. Is an edut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki shesh yomim asa Hashem et ha'shamayim et ha'aretz yom shishi Shabbat v'inafash. He gave us the idea of kibud av va'em, which is also a logical, something which is a mishpat. And he also gave us chok, which is the Para Aduma. Now we're understanding, we're getting, building up a little bit of an idea. Kibud Avaim, I understand why he gave it to me now, because, okay, it's relevant now, it's something logical. Shabbat, I understand, because they had just left. They left Egypt on a Thursday, and then 1 week later they came to, there was a Kriyat Yam Suf, and then 3 days later, and they had gone without water, and it's already Sunday, and it's going to be another Shabbat. But Para Aduma, the question is, it's not relevant now. They are nowhere near a Para Aduma. Wasn't the Para Aduma given because of the Egel Azov to come to Mimetak and the Egel Azov? But there's never the Egel Azov. They haven't even received the Torah yet. And not only that, once they receive the Torah, they're going to be Patur Mimita. They're not going to be dying. The angel of death is nowhere near them until the Egel Azov. So what are you telling me about a Para Aduma now at Marah when it's not really relevant? Gemara says in Shabbat, famous Gemara, it describes how the angels, the Malachim, objected to the Torah being given to humans. And they said to them, listen, says the following, B'sha'a sha'ala Moshe l'amara, m'amru malachi ha'shari l'fnei ha'kadzul b'ochu r'bonu sh'alema l'yulad isha b'ineinu. What is this Moshe, what is this human being doing? It says, v'ya'ale, in the parasha it says, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to God. And on that, the Gemara says, what is he doing up there? He went up to Hashem, El Elohim. What's he doing? So the Gemara tells us there was a massive debate in Shamayim. The Malachim said, but what are we doing to Na'odacha al Shamayim? Leave the Torah up here. This is Yehod. This is something splendor. It's not Shaykh to come down here. So they said, what is this guy doing over here? He said, Lekabel HaTorah Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he's come to receive to take the Torah. Amru Lefonov. This is Chamuda, Genuza, Shegenuza Lecha Tisha, Me'od, V'Shivim, V'Arba, 974 Dorot, before Briyat HaOlam, the Torah was created, and you're going to give it to Boss of Adam? Ma'ene Oshkitiz Kerenu, Ben Adam Tkitif Gedenu, Hashem Adonin Ma'adishim Cha, B'chol Ha'aretz. You already have Yoshem Ba'aretz. Listen, leave the Torah up here. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to hold on to the Kisei HaKavod, and he has to make an argument, and eventually Moshe Rabbeinu hechzir lahem tshuva, and he says, Mirbona shel olam, he's worried. Hashem says, don't worry, and he starts to attack them back. He says, tell me something. Firstly, did you come out of Egypt that it says that I'm Hashem that took you out of Egypt? You didn't come out of Egypt. Leparo ishtabatem, did you serve Paro? Right? Why should the Torah be given to you? And he continues, Lo tisra'et shem Hashem lekecha l'shav. Do you have masa umatan? Do you have the ability to honor your parents? By the way, it's a very nice idea that's brought down. We say in Pirkei Avot, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the cluster panim of Moshe to look like Avraham. And he said to the Malachim, what are you doing? This is the guy that gave you food when you came down to this world, and this is how you're treating him? So we say in Pirkei Avot, Im ein kemach en Torah. So what's pshat? Im ein kemach en Torah. We're not for the fact that Avraham Avinu offered these guys kemach many years earlier, right? He said, would you like karma? Ma'at, asi ugot, I'm going to make you a little bit of a... En Torah, the Torah would have never been given, because now he had an avinu. Who are you? You've got a... Im en Torah, en kemach. The same thing. If there's no Torah, if Avraham Avinu wouldn't have foresaw that his future generations are going to need to receive the Torah, he wouldn't have offered them the kemach. That's on the side. But over here, what are we seeing? Moshe Rabbeinu responded by showing that the Torah only applies to human beings. We have parents. We have temptations. We work, we have society, we have a moral struggle, and the angels don't have such a thing. The Chida says the angels had actually a very important claim. They had the claim of Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah means if you have a property over here and your neighbor's got a property and he wants to put it for sale, and you're the neighbor, so you get the first right of purchase. Because you're there, it may be much easier. So the angels have it up there already in Shamayim. So what is this Jew coming over here? Who's this guy coming to take down the Torah to this world when we already have it over here? We're the neighbors. So how do we answer that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he told the angels there's a difference. Number one difference is Am Yisrael are not his neighbors, they are God's children. And if we are the children, so it's already, we have an echuzah, we have a part of the Torah. And this is something very important, because sometimes we don't realize where we're holding. Yeah? Where are we holding? Just before the Shema, every single day, what do we say? We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have a great love towards us. Bracha, hava, right? You have a great love towards us. The person would actually have kavana with, when he's saying that, person can reach very, very high levels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you love us. We are your children. Person understands that we're banim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the reason why we have an achiza for the Torah. The Maharam Shapira in Lublin says, he develops the idea and he says, we learned in Masechet Shabbat, kol dayan shedan din emet lamito. A person who's a judge and he does a correct judgment. Afilu sha'achat, even for one moment, ma'aleh alav hakato kilu na'aseh shutaf la'akadosh baruch hu. He becomes a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ma'aseh bereshit. A person who's a judge and does a correct judgment becomes a partner with Hashem. You know, a partner with Hashem, it's a good partnership. There's another type of partner. Every Friday night, we're also partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Friday night, when we're going to say, Baichulu HaShamayim V'Haaretz, we become partners. Kol HaMitpalel Be'er Shabbat. It says in Masechet Shabbat Kuf Yutet. V'Omeh Baichulu Ma'aleh Alav. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Katuv. Ke'ilu Na'aseh Shutuv LaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Ma'aseh Bereshit. Every Friday night, Baichulu HaShamayim V'Haaretz, I'm now a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the mountains, the seas, the trees, everything. No, by you just saying, Vayichul HaShamayim, you become a shutuf. And we know that in every single one of us that is over here, we have three partners that were involved in our creation. Our father, our mother, but more importantly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have a partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all these mitzvahs. Says Rabbi, look at this. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach us at Marah? What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell us? He taught us about judgment, because we're partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. About Shabbat, we're partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Honoring our parents, partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he taught us this, these mitzvot, before the Torah was given. So when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, they said, hey, what are you doing over here? We're already shutofim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no bar mitzvah over here. We're already shutofim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that leaves us with an understanding. The question is, what about Para Aduma? What's Para Aduma doing over here? The Be'er Moshe in Vayit Chanan says something very interesting. Says the Be'er Moshe, we command in Parsha Vayit Chanan to keep Shabbat. Shabbat is mentioned in Parsha Vayit Chanan as well. You should guard Shabbat like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. And says the Be'er Moshe, where is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to keep Shabbat? It's quite a few commandments in the Torah, keep Shabbat. Ka'asheh tzivcha, like Hashem commanded. Where is this Hashem commanded? Where is it? Says Rashi, Ka'asheh tzivcha, kodem matan Torah b'mara. You know where he commanded us? Before matan Torah in Mara. Wow. That's what it says, Ka'asheh tzivcha in Mara. What's the significance? The same Loshon is used when it comes to Kibud Avayim. It says in Kibud Avayim, in Perek Tetzayin, Kabed et avich ve et imecha, kashe tzivacha Hashem elokecha. You should honor your parents like Hashem commanded you. And where did Hashem command you? Says Rashi, kashe tzivacha, af al kibud avayim nitztavu b'mara. You were also commanded in Mara. But we know, when it comes to the Ten Commandments, and it talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating, giving us the Ten Commandments, giving us the mitzvah of Shabbat. So over there in the Ten Commandments, does it say anything about Kashet Tzivacha? What does it say over here? It just says, זכור את יום השבת לקדשו, שש ימים תעבוד ועשית כל מלאכתך, ויום השביעי שבת להשם לקחך, and it says, כי ששת ימים עשה השם את השמיים, the reason why you should keep Shabbat is because Hashem created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh, he rested. There's no kashe tzivacha. And by kibud of aim, what does it say? Leman yarichu yamecha al adam asher Hashem elokecha noten loch. The Ten Commandments doesn't say that. But here, it's saying, remember what Hashem commanded, keep Shabbat like he commanded you in Mara. And by the kibud of aim, it says the same thing. So it explains the Be'em Moshe, the reason, the real reason, this is the Yisod, the real reason that we keep Shabbat, you've got, one, number one, God created the world 6 days, and seventh day he rested. Number two, we say to remember Yitzhak Mitzrayim. You want to keep Kibbutz of Aim? Because we're going to learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their parents took care of us, we need to take care of them. The real reason is Kashe Tzivcha. It's been just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us at Marah. At Marah there was no reason. The reason was pure Torah Lishma. Pure becoming partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'shem Shema. You're keeping Shabbat because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kashe Tzivcha. And you know, even a story of Tornus Rufus once came to Rabbi Akiva and he said, what's the difference? Shabbat. Why are you keeping Shabbat? Rabbi Akiva didn't say, because Hashem created the world in 6 days and 7 days. He said to him, why are you so special? He said, well, because my master told me that I'm in charge over here. So he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us also to keep Shabbat. Look at Sanhedrin, Samachay, that's what it talks about over there. So the real reason we're keeping Shabbat and Kibbutz of Aim is not necessarily because of all the different beautiful reasons, but it's because it's Kashet Tzivcha. Every Shabbat, in the Lashon of the Tefillah, V'hanchilein Hashem Elokeinu b'ahava uv'ratzon Shabbat Kodesh. We say ahava uv'ratzon. When it comes to Yom Tov, we don't say ahava uv'ratzon. We change the Lashon. We just say Be'ahava. Ratzon is in brackets only if it's Shabbat. Why? Because when it came to the giving of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, he gave us already Shabbat before the giving of the Torah. That was Be'ahava over Ratzon. Whereas all the other mitzvot, Hashem had to take a mountain and stick it over to us. It wasn't necessarily a big Ratzon. So we've learned the Yisod. The Yisod is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the mitzvot Kashe Tzivcha Hashem Lekein. And all the Mefarshim say, with Kibbutz of Aim, why are we doing Kibbutz of Aim? Of course, the Chinuch brings down, it's good to do Kibbutz of Aim. They gave us everything. They're there changing our nappies when we're younger, and they're taking care of the sleepless nights. And it's we all, Baruch Hashem, those that are blessed to be parents, can know how much is invested. And the world is Galgal Chozer. Person who invests in the children and person who has Kibbutz of Aim eventually comes back. But the real reason is because Kashe Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. Nevertheless, having said that, the Torah still gives us a beautiful reward. The person who keeps Kibbutz of Aim, they get rewarded. What's the reward? To get a long life ala adama on the earth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. What does that mean? There's a story that was said over. It was a bochum. Rabbi Eliyahu Dov Klor. He learned in a yeshiva, and at one stage they had the Chofetz Chaim was coming to Vilna, and he said he was with 80 other yeshiva students. 80 students, everyone wants to go to see the Chafetz Chaim. His father, for whatever reason, sent him and he said to him, I don't want you going. He was thin. He was worried he was going to get stampeded. We know Lo Aleinu, even in certain, was Rav Vozna, etc., there was a bit of a stampede. He didn't want him, Pikuach Nefesh, I don't want you to go. Or everybody went. And this guy, he was listening to his father, he said, Kibbutz, I have to listen to my father. He's worried. He didn't go. Afterwards, all the yeshiva bochum came back. Said, no, you missed the biggest thing. Number one, you missed seeing the Chofetz Chaim. And number two, he gave us a brocha of Arichut Yamim. You missed two things over here. Number one, seeing the Chofetz Chaim. And number two, Arichut Yamim. Yeah, you're a friar. He felt so bad. of course, one war, two wars later, eventually he was walking with his grandson, and he said, I want to tell you a story. He said, this is a story, Kachaya. I listened to my father, this is what happened. And he says, I'm just coming back now from the levaya of the last person that was in my yeshiva. Passed away, I don't remember, 92, 93. Everybody was Ma'arich Yameim. All of them had the bracha of the Chofetz Chaim. But I'm still standing. He lived another 5 years. He passed away at the age of around 98. And what do we see over here? We see over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, if a person does something, the Shem Shamayim, the real reason we're doing things is the Shem Shamayim. And that is why Parah Aduma is there. Parah Aduma is together with Shabbat, and it's together with all these mitzvot to tell you, Sham Sam Lo Chok U'Mishpat. Sham Nisal. When we approach the Torah as a Chok first, then everything else can fall into play. Everything, we're doing things with Shem Shamayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the bracha. Without Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all bracha. Chen Yotzim Lomar, Amen. Hey,